I think the question I would ask would be, when faced with a difficult decision, how would you go about coming to a conclusion? The decisions that are very difficult, that you know that you're really not, it's not 100% or 0% yes or no. When you know you're really only going to, you're at the 51% and you're really split down the middle, I would like to know how they would, their decision-making process and how they would go about that.
And what is your answer to that?
I realized you were going to ask that halfway through my answer. What I would do for those very difficult decisions, I think I go back to data. I go back to what is the hard evidence, things that are not opinion-based, but can, you know, facts. And then I would look at our long-term plan. What aligns with our long-term plan? And then I would look at, if it aligns with the long-term plan, what do the facts and evidence say about it? Obviously, talk with as many people about it. If there were an opportunity for subject matter experts, things of that nature. And then I think those are the times you should always say a prayer and make sure that, you know, you can seek any guidance that you can. But I think that being very deliberate and methodical and working through all the second and third order effects, those difficult decisions, it can't be rash. It can't just be reactionary. It has to be well thought through before you make that. And so that's probably where I would start, is collecting as much information as I could and knowing how it's going to affect the county, not just now, but 10 years from now. Are we going to have second and third order effects that either help or hinder us in the future? We can't be naive to things like that.